My friend Rodney Cadnis with Black Diamond is joining me this morning. Rodney, it's good to talk to you. Chief, you been well?
Hey, I've been great. How you been doing, Tom?
Good, man. Busy like you.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope not too busy.
Well, it feels that way sometimes, but I know you're a busy guy, too. You know, Black Diamond Harley-Davidson, Black Diamond Aviation. You have taken a Harley-Davidson dealership. Well, your background, and you've taken it, and you've continued to build and build and build, and then we see this term Oasis of Fun in relationship to the Illinois Star Mall. You know, Rodney, here, let me just shoot straight here, will you? A lot of people would see that as a white elephant. You didn't.
No. You know what? It's been mistreated for a long time. You know, this Marion and this entire region is kind of an oasis for our state and our country. And I mean, even during the worst of times, we've figured out ways to pull it through. And you know that. I don't want to say the wrong thing here, but you know, there were some people that owned that weren't from here, you know, and they didn't know about our Southern Illinois values and the way we do business. And you know, it's just a shame that some people have, like Target and Dillard's, Anderson, Pirate Peace, you know, they've hung on for a long time. Of course, Anderson's is new, but some of those others, they've held on for a long time under really poor circumstances. And so, you know, we're excited to get that and turn it around. We think there's a heck of an opportunity there. So,
all right. Well, let's just jump on this, because when I told people that you're going to be joining me for the interview, the first thing most of them asked, well, if they own the Star Center Mall now, what will happen to the stores that are there now? Will they be allowed to stay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's part of why we did it, because we need them to stay. I mean, they're doing a good job despite, you know, the grown-up trees and the lack of maintenance on the parking lot, things like that. I mean, they're still doing a good job, and that's what makes us an oasis. You know, even under adverse conditions, you know, we seem to figure out a way to pull it out. And so, you know, we just didn't feel like they deserved to have those adverse conditions. And so we were excited. This community, this region's been great to us, Tom. I don't know if you remember or not, but you remember in 2007 when we first got started?
We went and ate barbecue.
We did. We came to you. I was thinking about this the other day. We came to you and said, hey, Tom, we need some help, man. We need to get the word out there. We're going to start a Harley dealership, and we don't have any money, and help us out here a little bit.
Right.
And, holy cow.
It was a good meeting too. And to be honest with you, I look back on that with a certain level of pride that I haven't experienced in any other situation. And that pride is extended, for one thing, Rodney and I are both aviation freaks. And so I've seen Black Diamond Aviation grow, and you know, and you bought the property here and brought this here. You've kind of started doing that too at the Star Center Mall. You started kind of buying around it and parking lots, and then it's interesting, because I was talking to Mayor Mike Absher, and he says, you know, the thing about the mall was it wasn't done until it was done. And you have to understand that from a contextual standpoint, that you just talked about the problems it had, not the least of which were taxes and other items that had to be taken care of.
Yeah. You know what? That was an opportunity for us as well. There's a lot of entities around here that depend on the property taxes being paid. Supports our schools, our infrastructure, the county, you know, a lot of agencies that depend on that money. And so that was part of the part of the idea was to give that money back. You know, we didn't want to start this project. It was in bankruptcy, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so there was an opportunity to probably get this mall for a lot less than what it ultimately cost. But, you know, we couldn't start a project like this by taking advantage of all the people that depend on that money. So, you know, I don't know if the number's been disclosed, but we gave a little more for the mall than what we had to give. But what that did, that got everybody off on the right foot. You know, it made whole these entities that were dependent on that money. And so now we're at level, and we're only going up from here.
Yeah. Start with a clean slate, Be a good landlord for the existing businesses, while at the same time recognizing stick-and-mortar malls are struggling from coast to coast. They were before COVID with the internet and sales and Amazon and all this, and you recognize that. So that's at this point where we get to the concept of an oasis of fun that you re-envision this, or you're in the process of re-envisioning this, as more of a recreational site as opposed to a shopping site.
Yeah. You know, retail can be fun, and you know, that's what we've tried to create over here at the Harley dealership. You know, we want people to come in here and have a good time while they're shopping. It's still shopping. They're buying clothes, they're buying motorcycles, but you know what? It can be fun. I mean, you can have some entertainment around the retail side of life, and that's okay. And it's worked over here, and we, you know, our Mary Apsher had a lot of really neat visions for this property. And I think that, you know, I think some of those will come to fruition. But here's the thing, Tom. We're not locking ourselves into a corner on this. You know, we've always wanted to figure out what the people want. You know, what they're looking for, and then we try to deliver. And so that's exactly what we intend to do with the mall property. So, you know, we've got a few ideas that are on the way, but the sky's the limit. I mean, there's almost 500,000 square feet of property out there that's under roof. Now, some of that may not stay under roof. You know, that Mike's vision, I think, was changing it pretty dramatically. And, you know, some of that may happen. You know, the sky's the limit. We're going to wait and see how this thing rolls.
Well, I saw the architectural renderings during Mike's election campaign. It featured a Ferris wheel. Right? I mean, you see that and you go, "What? Wait a second. I've never thought anything like this." See, now there's a story, and I've heard this story, and I was in on it many years ago. The people of Red Lobster came to Marion and they said, "This does not meet our criteria. You have to have X number of population within so many square miles of the restaurant." And they broke the rules and they built the place. And then once they built it, they realized they should have built a bigger place. Well, too late, that was missed. But the point that I always have taken from this is potential. And that people never understood the potential of that location. You learned about it. I mean, I remember standing in what was now your parking lot on a pile of shale and broken dirt and mess with Doug Connolly and Mayor Bob Butler. Mayor was getting along pretty good right then. And we were standing on top of this slag heap, and he was saying, "This is going to go here. This is going to go. This is incredible potential. This is something you've seen as well." Do you have partners that see this potential that are helping you realize these dreams and move forward?
Sure. Yeah, we put a group together of a few people that are equally interested in the well-being of our community and the growth of our community, and you know, we're I guess I'm taking the lead on it a little bit. Shad's he gets up a little earlier and stays a little later. I think right now he's taking over a little bit more on the Harley operations, but yeah, I mean, but it's not just us. It's you know who we're partnering with? We're partnering with the entire community.
Yeah.
I mean, we're partnering with everybody in this region that wants to see good things happen. So it's it takes a village, right? It takes everybody pulling in the same direction, and we're going to try to provide some tools for people to use to make this what it needs to be. And man, you're right on the potential side of things. There is so much potential. Everyone underestimates us here in this part of the state and in this region. I remember when we came in here and Harley Davidson told us that they didn't think we would be able to. I think this place was selling about 150 units a year.
Remember that? And you were setting
you
records.
Remember that? And,
yes.
And they told us, they said, "Well," we said, "you know, we think we can get it to 500. And they're like, "Oh, you'll never sell 500. And again, they just don't understand the power of this part of the country. So our first year, we started in August, if you remember. And by December, we had 450 motorcycles sold from August to December. The next year, I think we sold like 1,200 and 97. It was just shy of 1,300 motorcycles our first year in business. And that was after they told us we would never sell 500. So you hit the nail on the head. It's potential. Right. We have so much potential here, and our goal is to help everybody reach it.
All right, let's look at this as a metaphor then. Potential natural gas fracking, you still got to know where to put the drill. So when it comes to potential, you know it's there. Are you going to use an outside corporation advice, something along those data, to be able to help you define that potential, find out what it is people want, and then fulfill that need? Is that your plan?
You know what? We partnered with a company that helped keep track of spending patterns and trends and things like that. And you know what? That is an outside company. They're national, and they help us with some of the data. But you know, we've got a lot of the resources we need right here. So our partnerships are going to be with local entities that are part of this community, that want to see this community grow. So other than this national company that's helping us with some of the data, and they'll point us in the right direction in some cases where we may be looking for the right fit for a certain piece of property. They'll point us in the right direction. And then we'll get with our local folks here and figure out a way to, you know, get those guys to whoever they may be to come to our area and, you know, make this their home. And, you know, there's a lot of businesses here in Southern Illinois that have great stories. And that's what we intend to share with people. The potential stories of people that have come here and just had the fantastic results that are possible and show other people that maybe aren't in our area that, you know, this is the place to be.
Yeah. And, you know, you got the pavilion over there. They do the Southern Illinois Made thing where you get to see all kinds of products made in Southern Illinois. I'm starting to go to the farmer's markets, and I realize the untapped potential of the, not the traditional farmer, right, mushrooms and things along that line, that there are these things out there if we could get them all in one place, right? You know, but you've got this new property, and the first thing you do is go, well, I paid a lot for this, and now we got to start some money flowing. So you've got some anchor stores, for lack of a better word, Anderson's on the list goes. But my understanding is you're going to be doing a drive-in too. Now, and I find this interesting because Harrisburg did this as a community project last weekend, was very well received. The Times helped present that. But this is one of your first new projects, correct?
Yeah, that's the thing that we can talk about. That's on the way right now. And it's going to be an amazing piece of technology. We're going to have a 36-foot tall, actually it'll be 60 feet to the top, but the TV itself is 36 feet tall by 60 feet wide. And I call it a TV because it actually is. It's an HD LED television, you know, that's going to be one of the largest in the world. And so it's different than drive-ins. I mean, this is something you can watch 24/7. It's available in the middle of the day with the sun shining. You can still see it as plain as can be. So we'll be able to have all kinds of, I mean, the drive-in theater component's definitely going to be there, but you know, community events, you know, that's another church service. Mm-hmm. You know, right now where people have to social distance, it's an opportunity to utilize that parking lot that's been way too empty or a way to bring people together, whether it's to watch, you know, watch a movie or to, you know, celebrate an event. There's, you know, I don't know what about you, Tom, but I'm not sure about what's going to happen with sports. You know, the right. Fans aren't being allowed to attend some of the events, and so we thought, you know what, we could put some of these events on this TV, and people could come out and still have some entertainment and watch some of these things, you know, in a group of people doing it responsibly and safely. And truly the exciting thing about this TV is the sky is the limit on it. I mean, I'm getting new ideas on what we can use it for every day.
Right.
And that's what's exciting.
People were kidding me the other day. Says, no, you don't understand how big this TV is. You can fly over and see what's on. Right.
That's exactly right. When we were looking at the model, we had a TV that was it was 9 feet tall by 15 feet wide, and we put it in the back of a truck, put it in front of the mall, and we went out to Route 13 and drove by, and looked at it, and he's like, "Wow, you can see that pretty clearly. There was a snake and a frog, and it was HD television picture, and I mean, it was really looked good. And what we're doing is actually 16 times larger. than that picture. So it's going to be good.
All right, you've got challenges. You've known this before. You've known it all along. The challenges exist. They're challenges with everything. Mayor Butler used to always talk about this. Is, don't tell me why I can't do something. Tell me how we can do something.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of heard that from you. Well, yeah, people say they can't, but let me show you how you can. And you've used marketing very astutely. You've developed great relationships with the community. You've grown your locations. And now you're looking almost more like to becoming so much larger inside the community itself. You just mentioned something. Because here's, as you get older, Rodney, your brain gets a little stiff, right?
Yeah, I understand.
And you've got it, what I hear in your voice is that you're setting back and letting yourself be open to the possibilities. I mean, do you see an end result here? Can you envision an end result at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think we'll become a destination, and you know, we need to clean things up a little bit, especially out there at the mall property. It was let go for a little while, so you know it's going to take us a day or two to get that straightened out. And but I think our intent is to let people know about this place a little bit more.
Yeah,
you know it doesn't do you much good to sell something or have something to offer, and if you don't let people know about it. And so you know, we intend to try to help coordinate, you know, with other entities in our community and help get the word out. Let's get the word out across this country of how special a place this is to either A, do business, B, to live, or C, to come and visit, you know, and be a part of us even just for a few days, you know, and then go back wherever home's at. But, you know, the more we can offer people here and the better service we can provide for people, the more we're going to get people to come. But we got to let them know we're here. That's a huge key.
You got to tell them the story.
Yep.
Rodney Cadness has joined us this morning, Black Diamond. By the way, and I text you about this. Is this the company or the entity that owns this new property? Will it be Black Diamond or will it have another name?
Marion Center Project is the name of the LLC. But again, that's just a name. I think Oasis is a name that we've been rolling around a lot just because it fits. It just seems like Marion is an oasis. It seems like when there's so many problems going on around the world, we always figure out a way to come through and make the most of the situation. I mean, Marion United was a great example of that. You know, here this pandemic's going on, and these guys get together and raise close to a couple $100,000 to help people out. And I don't know, it just seems like we always figure out a way to overcome adversity. And to me, that makes us an oasis. People get so caught up in the negativity and why we can't do things, they forget. You know, and just subside to that. And, you know, we just don't do that around here. This community is better than that.